Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, everybody's at a different place in their life. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. He was wasted on a boat throwing the trophy. We all saw him being carried out as he was drunk as hell. Hey,
we've all celebrated before. I don't judge. You won a Super Bowl. What's the seventh Super Bowl?
You've won a bunch of Super Bowls. What do you care anymore if you're wasted with the trophy running around? Like, who cares anymore?
And he never gets drunk. Like, he always very strict to his diet. So him cutting loose is probably. Yeah.
So those pictures we saw after the Super Bowl, but who cares? Because Patrick Mahomes is doing just fine. His fiance, Brittany Matthews, gave birth to a little girl yesterday named Sterling.
Oh.
So now they've got a new baby. And I love it that they're not married. I love seeing images of people. You don't have to be married to have a kid. I mean, they're engaged, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not. Remember back in the day when it'd be like, you're not married?
Back in the day. There's still families that are like that. Are you kidding me?
That's actually true. People would have talked about it, you know, behind their backs.
My cousins are like
funny?
That. My entire...
Wait, they would still do that?
Oh, yeah. 100%. They've gotten married because they were pregnant, and vice versa, and hit a pregnancy and had a surprise shotgun wedding to hide the fact that they were already pregnant.
You just triggered something. I know someone who recently found out, who's in their 50s, who recently found out that their sister is really their mother. I'm not kidding, because their sister was 18 when they were born, and the parents covered it up and raised... Their mother is really their grandma, and they didn't know their whole freaking life.
Sounds like a movie.
I said the same thing when I heard this story.
That should be a movie.
It's somebody
or a documentary.
I know well. They just found out their freaking mom is not their mom. It's actually their big sister.
We'll just say you're the
sister. I mean, their sister is actually the mom.
We'll just say you're the sister.
Because when he was born, his siblings were in their teens.
Jeez.
And they covered it up, and a lot of people did that. That just goes down the crazy rabbit hole of all these people who are raised by not their parents and told it was their parents. That's crazy, right?
Well, congrats to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You and your appointments with your kids, man.
I tell you, man, these kids are going to give me a lot of laughter and a lot of embarrassment, because it's all the payback for my big mouth, Riggs, and
we all
know it. So there we
are. Always gets you in trouble.
Owen had an appointment with the eye doctor. We had to go to Lang Family Eye Care in New Berlin, which is where I got my glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And then when at his physical, his 9-year-old physical, he was like, he couldn't see letters like at all.
Wasn't reading the eye chart. Wasn't he saying like numbers when they were letters?
It was all letters. And he would be like, triangle, square, square, funny looking square. And the squares would be like a D or an E. He would say it was a square, you know, because he couldn't see.
Yeah.
So we go in on Saturday morning, Dr. Laura, because it's Dr. Lang and Dr. Lang, so his wife and her husband, right?
Oh, okay. It's a tag team operation.
Yes, I love it. So that we're sitting there, and we go in, and he's being really well. Everything's going great, and there she is going over his eyes, and he's sitting in the chair, and I got my 7-year-old there to ruin it all for us, who sits there and screams out every minute to 2 minutes, "I'm bored." And you're in a small room with a doctor and another kid. I'm mortified. I'm like, shut up. And he he's like, "Mommy, I'm bored," and he's saying it so loud.
Didn't they have like a waiting room or something where he could hang out?
But Riggs, it's COVID. You're not just leaving your kids randomly hanging out everywhere.
That's right.
They're coming with me, man.
Because
even when I called, I said, "Can I bring both kids?" And they were like, "Of course." Because if I go to my pediatrician, you can only bring one parent and one kid. You cannot bring siblings right now because it's, you know,
right.
You don't want to bring anything into the facilities. I get it. So they were like, "Yes, of course." So I go. And Hudson kept doing this like the whole time. So then he's like laying on me, like laying all drawn out. And he's like, "Can we go home now?" But the best part was she gave them little Culver scoops of ice cream. And so they could take these little tokens and then they were fine and they didn't cause any problems.
They gave ice cream there or they were just tokens to get free ice cream?
Like a little blue token. And she's like, "Here, how about some ice cream if you can wait patiently?" And of course, then he shut up and everything was fine because you told him he was going to get ice cream after. So we find out Owen needs glasses. He has to go and try on glasses.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't realize that he's not taking them home today because they it takes time for them to size them,
yes.
Order them. Like you
get
have
the right
to,
prescription.
It's a process. It takes like 2 weeks, right?
Put the lenses in the frames.
So
all
Owen's
that stuff.
Trying on all these. His personality and style came out. He is going to be a flashy kid. I could tell from some of the glasses he picked. I loved it.
The kid's almost as tall as you, by the way.
Oh my God. But I mean, he's going to have some real like different style. He was not necessarily going for the plain old frames.
Well, glasses can give you a whole new sense of your personality.
Totally.
Because it's something that's a part of your appearance now, your everyday look.
Yeah, but she said, you know, it's not horrible. Yeah. She goes, he might be exaggerating a little because she dilated his eyes and looked. She goes, but he's 9, so it's not going to get better. You know what I mean? His eyesight's not going to get better at this point, so let's just keep it moving. Got him a pair of glasses, took the kids to Culver's. The day was fine, but not before Hudson sat in that small room with us screaming, "I'm bored!"
Of course he was.
Oh, so
he wasn't getting anything out of this trip.
So embarrassing, dude.
He wasn't even getting anything.
Nothing, but he was sitting there, and I didn't even let them bring their Switches or nothing. Like, I could have let him bring his video games.
Yeah.
But I said to them, we are at home so much these days, you're not taking anything. The car now is like a time for us to relax, unwind, and talk, or just look out the damn window.
No
you know
screens.
What I mean?
Enjoy the real
no,
world,
seriously.
Jackass.
I have to do it because they're on their screens so much, dude.
I know.
Like, I have to force them to get in the car and take a ride.
Dude, he's going to need glasses too, probably. Look at him.
Hudson?
You think Hudson?
Hell
you think?
If I know, but if he does, I'm going to sit in that room and go,
I'm bored. It's a Monday and you're waking up to another couple inches of snow again.
Not the couple inches I was hoping for.
I know.
But I'll take this stupid snow only because it's going to melt.
Well, maybe.
Yes. Maybe. It's going to get warmer.
It is going to get warmer. I saw 40 tomorrow.
Thank God, because Riggs, when I woke up this morning, I thought, I don't even need to shovel because this is going to melt today. Like, it's going to be, you know, 30-something in this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought
Why
that
should
too.
I shovel? And then I opened the garage and I went... Jesus
I hate
Christ.
That.
It's like I was so, it was so much
when
more
you
than
see
I
it
thought.
Lifting up, there's that moment where you go, how much is there going to be? How much is there going to be? Is there, and then there's a bunch of it piled up right at the end of the garage there.
Lot. Yeah. I used my man plow. I didn't actually get my snow blower out because I was trying to be quick.
Your what plow?
My man plow, which
Your what
I call
plow?
A woman plow.
Thank you.
The woman plow.
Thank you.
And I used that, but it still took me a while because the snow overflowed. It was so much more of it. And I thought there is nowhere left for this crap.
I will say, I felt like it was a little bit warmer this morning.
Did you?
It was in the 20s. Because I felt like when I opened up the garage, I didn't get that biting cold that we've had over the last couple weeks where it's like, argh! It was just more of a,
But Riggs, I was still sweating. This is the thing. You said, oh, it felt good when you opened the garage. I'm like, no, because no matter whether I shovel or snow blow, I am sweating when I get done because of all the layers. Yep. I didn't even put my snow pants on this morning. I just did boots and a coat. So I don't normally I put my snow pants on when
snow.
I go out
I always,
there.
Because I hate having wet socks and the bottom of my pants getting
wet. What do you got on your feet? You got snow boots, right?
Well, yeah.
How does the snow get inside? I guess you're snow blowing. Duh.
Yeah.
I asked a stupid question. Never mind. It's Monday morning. Let me live. Okay?
If I was shoveling, yes.
If you were shoveling.
I don't have the nice woman plow that you have.
Ah, my woman plow. She's a beauty.
I really do want to find something like that. I think, can I get it at like Farm and Fleet?
No.
Where they sell it there? I have to buy it on their website?
Okay, this is my advice for you. Let me give you really important advice about that shovel. If you want to go get a woman plow, like I did.
Yeah.
And I ordered mine online. You can go to manplow.com. But when I looked at Menards or Home Depot, they do have big shovels, but let me tell you the problem. there's only, it's a short little handle. With a shovel that wide, you need to be able to hold it with both hands.
You need the stability.
You need the, if you
and
get
the leverage
you get a
going
man,
behind
the
it.
The reason is you need to get the one where, because my neighbor has a man plow, and yeah. my other neighbor bought the one from Menards, and I watch him struggle because he doesn't have, you need both hands.
Yes.
It doesn't work with one hand.
If you can put both
so
shoulders,
don't go buy it.
Both arms into it at an equal, it's
right.
the leverage thing. It's
That's
leverage.
Right.
Yeah.
It's I watch him and I'm like, oh, he needs both hands. So.
Well, you're going to find it this morning, and then it's supposed to like maybe rain a little bit later today, but no. It's just
so
kinda,
like the drive to work's going to suck, right?
Yes, because they're still kind of, they're still clearing right now. And
no, I mean,
be fine
I thought
later.
That it was supposed to be get cold during the drive to work and then warm up.
It's getting warmer. Getting warmer
no
all day.
What?
Yeah, it's 38 right
was
now.
Was I
31,
looking at
it's
the
be
wrong
31,
day?
It's going to be 38 today, 41 tomorrow. Yeah, it's warming up.
What am I on crack over here?
You might be on. Were you snorting those snow cane
oh,
lines?
Oh, I see it now. No, see? It dips down. See, the it does dip down.
How
and
much?
A degree or two, but I'm saying it doesn't get, it doesn't go to 30 before it dips. I just thought it was ironic that 7 to 8 a.m., the main drive time, is when it dips. That's what's
just
what
a couple
I was
degrees.
Pointing out. You
but
know?
We'll be fine because it's 40 tomorrow, thank God.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll take it. So, good news for you glasses wearers.
Mm-hmm.
Since your boy's going to get glasses soon,
yep.
Owen. And then probably the younger one, too.
Maybe.
He'll want them.
Both my sisters had glasses, and I never had them until I was an adult.
Jealous. He'll be
until
jealous.
Until I was an adult.
This new study out of India says that people are three times less likely to get infected with really anything because they have glasses. Because you're touching your face less when you have glasses.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which I never thought about.
No, because I had my glasses on yesterday.
Yeah.
And
think about how much less you touch your face if you have glasses on.
Because if I touch them, they get blurred or I get a smudge on them. So I go out of my way to not touch them. That's funny. It is true.
They studied like 304 people. This is out of India. They studied between 304 people, and they said all of those people were less likely to be infected just simply because of that. They weren't touching their face as much.
We'll never look at viruses the same. I can't say it enough. I mean, right. I know nobody's going to be the same after this past year, but like it's different now. But I will never, I will think so. I will be so much more aware.
Everybody will be. Are you kidding
me? Talking to spitting on people on accident when I'm excited, you know, like when you're like excited and spits coming out of your, like things like that, or just touching people. I mean,
my wife used to, when she would wash her hands, when she would leave, she would always take the towel that she dried her hands with and open the door with it. And she would always keep it with her. And she was like, I don't want to touch the high touch surfaces. She was like, see, I'm not so out of my mind anymore, am I? And I was like, no,
the
high touch surfaces. On the COVID front, though, cases are dropping in Wisconsin. They're down like 43% over the past 2 weeks.
That's good.
For the first time this weekend, no reported deaths since September.
Woo!
And the lowest amount of positive cases since July. So keep doing what we're doing.
Let's go.
That's working.
Give me the vaccine already so I can go out to eat. Please, God. Something, God.
Right. How about we'll give you an iPad, all right?
All right,
a socially distanced giveaway. Get the KISS keyword at 705. Enter it at the website, and you can win an iPad. We're doing it all week long with 103.7 KISS FM. Commercial free.
Hi. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do we really need this back, Riggs?
Huh.
I mean, do we really need a second season of Tiger King at this point?
You're damn right we do.
No, we needed it 6 months ago, man.
I want justice for Carol Baskin. I want her in prison, too. I want the other guy, like Doc Antle, and those other weirdos in jail, too.
They're
I want
nuts.
Justice for all of them in season two.
Is
what
you know
I want.
What I think it is?
What?
My emotional connection to Tiger King has become one I want to move on from, meaning it represents lockdown, it represents quarantine, it represents all these things I don't want to think about anymore.
Right. When they said it was just going to be 2 weeks, and you were like, okay, we'll binge Tiger King for a couple weeks. Sure.
So, like, I get this triggered emotional feeling when I hear a second season's coming out. Like, no, I want to leave that part of my life a year ago. I don't want another season of Tiger King because it feels like I'm going backwards. I feel like they're both awful. We know Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
We know he's in jail and should be. She probably should be too.
Uh-huh.
Like, what more? I mean, come on. We know they're all nuts. I guess. Damn it.
I want to see them all get justice, each and every one of them behind bars, except for the ones that were cool and were like actually doing good.
Well,
like
they
the one that lost her arm.
Right.
To a
they
tiger.
Said Tiger King 2 is in the works.
Good.
And it is coming to Netflix soon.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's happening. That's why I said I think personally it's some weird, like all I think about is that period in our lives
yeah.
when bad things happened. People lost jobs. We were stuck at home. We couldn't go anywhere.
I get that.
All this stuff, man. It's like my rage is against Tiger King. Have you noticed this?
You really don't. Yes.
Because it represents it. It represents that period a year ago that
yeah.
sucked. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm all about season two, man. I'm all about it. Because Carol Baskin. To kill her husband.
Killed her husband. Whacked.
Where's he at, Carol?
I'll keep it real.
What?
I'll watch it.
Of course you will.
It's my job to watch crap like that. But that's not the point, Riggs.
It's our job to consume that trash.
It says March or April of this year, dude.
Hell yes.
Wait, today is February 22nd.
March is this weekend. March is this Monday, I think, is
in
March.
Why am I cheering? I just said I don't want it.
Now you're excited about it, see?
Now it's something new. Now I'm like,
something to look forward to.
Don't take my advice on anything, okay?
Hey, on the way next, we did this a couple weeks ago, and it went really well.
Huh.
Giving people 15 seconds for free.
Ooh, small businesses.
And there were some that we didn't get to last time that we did it, so we're going to do that next on Kiss FM. During a commercial-free hour, ironically enough, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You get 15 seconds for free. 799-1037. Use the 414 area code. People were really good at this last time around. Like, they were very good with words. They knew their businesses. They had, like, the taglines down. They had the call to action, which was all great.
It'd be like this. Like, let's pretend, like, I'm calling in and I want to talk about my small business, Kiss FM.
Sure, go ahead.
So
good morning.
So you tell me when to start and I'll go.
Oh, you want me to start your timer?
Start my timer.
And you get 15 seconds. Because I'm stopping it at 15 seconds and go.
Hey, it's Allie. Come by Kiss FM for all your favorite music. And if you don't like that, don't worry. Riggs and Allie are here to make you feel really uncomfortable and awkward. They're kind of okay people, but not really. 103.7 KissFM.com or the radio.com app. Have a great day.
Look at that. And
woo!
And there's
we do commercials
timer.
For a living though.
Right.
So
all right. So 414-799-1037. Ooh, can I do
a
real one?
Visit me on my Facebook page. No, I'm just kidding.
Can I do a real one that a small business that I tried yesterday?
Oh, it's not even your business?
No, it's not even my business.
Go
I tried
for
it yesterday.
Brother.
It's a place called the Honey. Hold on, I'll give myself the 15 seconds. Hold on.
Oh, dude. I'll give you the 15 seconds, actually.
All right, ready?
I am the one in charge of time here if you're going to be doing this.
Okay.
Well, of course, no, I'm not ready. I got to pull up my stopwatch on my iPhone. Give me a minute. Okay, and Riggs, go.
All right, so the Honey Butter Cafe, they have s'mores, French toast.
Ooh.
That's all you need to know. And biscuits and gravy. And they're in Franklin, 76th Street in Ross, and honeybuttercafe.com, I think, is their website. See, I didn't even need 15 seconds.
Nope.
I didn't even need
you
it.
You did that in 11 seconds.
I don't even need it. You
See?
Can be efficient with words. Just go to there. It was amazing. It was so good this weekend.
You had me at French toast, even
right?
though I can't eat it.
Right? 414-799-1037. So you get 15 seconds for free. People pay good money for this stuff, by the way. We're giving it away to you. 414-799-1037. It's 15 seconds for free. You get it on the radio. Not many people get this.
Mm-mm.
And we probably will get in trouble for doing this, but we don't care because we would like to help you out, especially small businesses. 414-799-1037. You get 15 seconds for free.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Erica. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hey,
there
Erica.
She is. There she is.
I'm here.
All right. So, Erica, you get 15 seconds. It's a small business shout out.
Anybody can call it 414-799-1037.
And you're starting this off, Erica. So as soon as the 15 seconds is up, you'll hear the buzzer and you have to stop. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Here you go. Okay. Your timer starts right now. Go.
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm with Carson's Creations. We sell candles, wax melts, bath bombs, and more. And you can visit us on Facebook at Carson's Creations, Carson's with a K, Creations with a K, or carsonscreations.com.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that.
I got to say, you know, bath bombs are the bomb.
Yeah.
Pun intended. My kids are obsessed with those things. I don't know what's in them. I don't know
are
if they're like okay, but we use them.
Are they anything like hot chocolate bombs where once they explode, like marshmallows go in the tub? Is that how it works?
That's a good idea.
Right? So
no.
Something cool would come out of it? Okay. Bath bombs and everything. Well, thank you so much for calling and appreciate
Thanks
using
so
the K's
much.
As well because it's Kiss FM. So our boss appreciates
thank
that.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You can
Mike's
call
in Racine.
Or text 414-799-1037. You
mm-hmm.
get 15 seconds for free on the radio. Mike?
Hey, guys. This is Mike with the Jenner Decals. I called the first time around. I'm glad you guys are doing this again. It's super cool.
Smart,
All right.
smart guy.
Smart guy
All
calling
right.
again. So you
Give
get 15 seconds starting right now. Go.
All right, thank you. I'm Mike with DegenerateDecals.com. You can check me out. I got stickers, all sorts of things. DegenerateDecals.com. I have a Bernie sticker up there right now. If you want a big old Bernie sticker, check it out.
You know what I... is he still going? Sorry. Is his time
up? No,
your time's up. There's the time.
What I love is he's proving a point that by, like, giving me a couple weeks, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, Degenerate Decals, because this is how advertising works. You hear it enough. You're like,
Yep.
Repetition.
Yeah,
you guys rock for doing this too. I really love this. I'll call every time you do it.
Aww.
I appreciate it.
By the way, Mike, is that Bernie sticker? Does he have the mittens? Is it like that Bernie sticker?
It's a big Bernie sticker.
Yeah.
If it's one of those, then yes, I would like to get one. Then thank you so much.
I'll just send you guys one. Don't worry about it. We'll talk.
You're the best, man. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
I want that Bernie sticker. You better give me that Bernie sticker.
He said he's sending one to us.
You better. I'm going to be waiting for that.
We're getting them. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Octavia,
you get 15 seconds for free on the radio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starts right now. Go.
Hi. Good morning, you guys. Just wanted to tell you, if you're interested in the music and listening to someone who's versatile, follow It's West Music on Instagram. That's ItsWestMusic on Instagram.
Look at you. Right at 15 seconds, too.
Nice. I love it.
It doesn't have to be for business.
I don't remember the website, though.
You're getting it out for your music, though, which is amazing. What's your name one more time?
My name is Octavia, but that's for my brother's music.
Oh, it's for your brother's music.
Oh, cool.
Nice. So you're helping your brother out. Look at that.
Yep.
Family love. I appreciate that.
Nice.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day, Octavia.
Troy's on the phone.
Troy.
Hello.
Hey, Troy.
Good morning, Troy. You have 15 seconds for free on the radio. Use those 15 seconds wisely because the time starts right now. Go.
All right. Check out Natasha Jones Interiors, Milwaukee's best interior designer, Livable Modern. Natasa JonesInteriors.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Got
Thank
her.
You. Have a great day.
Just Googled. Got her. That
and
was
you did
good,
it in
Troy.
Under 15 seconds. Again, look at this.
I see you. Wait, are you? They're right down the road from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you. You're entering. Right by Costco in New Berlin. We see you.
There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling.
Nice.
We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have a good
Troy.
One. Yeah, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. See 15 seconds on the radio for free.
Yep.
You could even buy 15-second commercials here if you wanted to. If you're interested, you can call our sales manager. I'm sure they'd love to help you out. I don't want to talk about this on the radio.
Well, that's exactly why we're going to talk about it. Because off the air, Riggs says to me, but if I tell this story on the air, Allie, I'm going to get lit up. And I go,
and
this is the show. Riggs, it's not just me. You better come over to this side. We tell everything on the air, whether it's embarrassing, whether it's not embarrassing.
Okay.
I don't care. Maybe you're going to show your real bad side. We've all got a little bit in us.
But I started out with good intentions. With
Everybody
such good
does.
Intentions.
Actually, they don't all start out with good intentions, but...
Okay, it involves me almost leaving the scene of an accident. Kind of.
I think you need to tell the story.
Kind of.
Without selling it with, but I had good intentions. Tell the story, and then we'll tell you, meaning me and the listeners, will tell you if you suck as a person.
All right.
Because
so,
we keep it real here.
Okay.
Not dealing with this. I don't want to tell it on the air because people might light me up. Tell it right now.
All right. So we go to the dog park on Saturday, the wife and I.
Yeah.
It's the runway dog park.
Was the dog with you or just the wife?
It was my wife and my dog, Samson. Samson was in the back seat. We were all together.
Nice.
It was a family trip to the dog park, right? And they had just plowed it. And there's a crap ton of snow.
Yeah.
This is over by the airport where there's 2 feet of snow. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So they just plowed enough for probably two cars to get through. Like 1.5 cars, maybe two, but they plowed enough of a way all the way back to the dog park.
Great.
So there's a little gravel road that goes back there.
Yeah.
And as we're pulling in, there's another SUV coming out. It's a Tahoe. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I move over to the right, and he moves over to the right. And as we're passing each other, very slowly, his car starts to shift over and it slides onto the ditch. So I'm like, oh no. I'm like, is he okay? And I look over and I go, are you okay? He goes, no. And his car starts to slide down into the ditch. So I was like, oh, son of a, this sucks for this guy. So I pull my car over.
Yeah.
And I get out and I'm like, can I help? Can I help you dig you out? What's going on?
Even a Tahoe can't save you in this weather.
Right?
My God.
Because
at first,
I was like, that's a huge Tahoe.
Yeah,
he goes, I know this is 7,000 pounds, this thing, but he couldn't get it out. The tires are just spinning. Nothing is happening. So I get my snow brush out and I'm trying to shovel.
Why does everybody get stuck at the dog park? You got stuck.
I did too.
As well.
Yes.
Ended up in the ditch, but go on.
Yes, because I think the city is in cahoots with the towing company. It has to be. Has to be. That's the only thing I can think of. So I tell my wife, funny. I'm like, take the dog and go start walking with the dog. I'll deal with this. So she takes the dog. She's off. So it's just me and this guy now. And it's his wife in the car with his three dogs. And they're going nuts. We're trying to dig this Tahoe out of the ground. And it won't move at all. Nothing's happening. I try to tow him out with my car, but I've got a smaller Jeep. My Jeep is not pulling
smaller
his car
Jeep.
Out.
Jeep.
It is.
That just sounds funny. Well, like
it's a Cherokee, though. It's not heavy enough to pull his car out. Because
right.
He goes, I have towing straps, and I have a tow hitch. So I just hatched it out on the back of mine, and I tried to pull him out. That wasn't working. Wasn't working at all.
Oh.
So then we see in the distance, there's a pickup truck, like a big Toyota pickup truck with snow tires, 4x4.
Whoa.
We're like, this thing can probably tow you out.
Yeah.
So we see this pickup truck coming up, and he pulls over, and he pulls up to me, and he goes, hey, do you guys need help? And I was like, yeah, we kind of do, because this Tahoe is stuck. We were hoping that you would leave soon, because you're the only truck in the parking lot that looks like it could take it.
Yeah.
He goes, sure, let me whip around, and I'll try to tow
He's going to tow out the car.
So he whips his truck around. He slides off into the ditch.
Now
his 4x4 pickup truck is stuck. So now we have two SUVs, an SUV and a pickup truck, both stuck in this huge drift of snow at the dog park. And while this is happening, it's crowding the actual way, the only one way in and out.
Yeah.
So there's cars trying to leave. There's cars trying to come out that are getting stuck. So I'm helping push these other cars out of the snow because they're getting stuck. A couple of people got out okay because they were just kind of stuck.
I know this is a side piece, but there's so much snow everywhere. Why even go to the dog park? Just put them in the backyard. Right. It's all the same at this point.
Some people don't have the yards.
This
is the only place they had to go.
I know.
So at this point, I was like, there's nothing else I can do.
Yeah.
I can't tow anybody out. I can't call anybody.
I'm just in the way
at this point. So I go and I start walking the dog. And I go back in. I was like, I'm just going to go.
Did you tell them I'm going to leave now?
Yes.
And then what did
I
they
said,
say?
There's nothing else I can do. And they were like, all right, well, if I said, on the way back out, I can check on you guys and see if everything's all right.
Uh-huh.
So I go for a walk.
Yeah.
And I come back out. They're both still stuck.
They haven't called anyone?
No. The guy in the pickup truck can't find his AAA information.
Oh, Jesus.
And the guy in the Tahoe doesn't want to call because he doesn't want his insurance to go up. So I'm like,
you don't even need your info. You can call AAA and just give them your info these days.
So I was like, there was nothing else I could do, and I just left. I couldn't do anything else. Did I leave the scene of an act? Is that bad that I just left?
Well, how long were you there? It sounds like you tried everything you could. And if this is my thing, if those two big trucks aren't going to call someone for help, why is that your problem at this
it's
point?
It's not. That's what my wife said, too.
They should have called someone like before you got back from walking your dog.
I know. I asked both of them. I said, do you have enough gas in your cars? And they were like, yes. And I said, good. So you'll be warm. You can leave your car running.
Yeah.
You both have phones. Yes. I go, are they charged? They said, yeah. And I was like, cool. I'm going to go. Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
And I left. But I felt that guilt, that Riggs guilt, because I love to help people. And I was like, maybe I should stay. Maybe I should stay until
can't
somebody
save
arrives.
Everyone. And you sure can't save someone who's not going to make a call to get someone there to help them.
I figured they're adults. They have phones. They can call someone. They can... Uh-huh. What else am I going to do other than call a tow truck and I'm not going to pay for it myself?
I don't think you're a bad person for this.
No.
Even if your intentions were good or bad. I think you did the most you could do and then you were just in the way. And I'm sorry, but like if they're not going to call anyone, what are we doing here?
Yeah. At that point,
I go,
do you want me to call someone? He was like, no, it's okay. And I went, all right. So I called the non-emergency 911 and I said, there's a couple of cars that are stuck at the dog park and it's kind of a mess.
Well, that was nice of you. You didn't even have to do that.
And they were like, do you want us to send an officer? And I was like, I don't think a cop car is going to help.
His insurance is going to go up for getting in it?
He says he's been in accidents and he's worried about it going up again.
But that wasn't an accident. That's like a toe.
Right.
That's
that
a toe.
I know.
That's not an accident.
I know.
But anyway, whatever.
But I don't know. So that was my story.
Well, the phones are ringing, so let's let people call and tell you if you're a horrible person.
for leaving the scene, just leaving them stranded there. I couldn't do anything else.
No, it's just like when you're in a relationship and they won't fix themselves. And you're like, you know, I tried.
Right?
I tried and I'm leaving now.
And it's literal like that. You sit there spinning your tires and I'll be on my way.
I'm done with this, but good time. We had a good, quick time together.
414-799-1037 if you'd like to call or text.
You might have money sitting in your basement if you still have some of these laying around. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Better Allie, tell me what's happening.
Do you still have a VCR anywhere in your house?
Hell no.
No?
I mean, I just watched an episode of Hoarders where the woman had 1,000 videotapes because she videotapes on TVs all over her house. Like, and she has like Phil Donahue from 82.
Oh God,
she's
oh.
that bad of a hoarder. They were like, the videotapes have to go, honey.
Yes. Well, the videotapes can be worth a crap ton of money. We're finding out now. People are paying.
Oh, as I'm telling you to throw them out.
People are paying. Well, for those are crap because those are just recorded on their own time.
Oh, you mean like movies?
Movies that were around, like. For example, there's a movie called Kangaroo Jack. Do you remember this movie, Kangaroo Jack, with Jerry O'Connell? It's a stupid-ass movie.
I really don't.
But it came out in, like, I don't know, like the 2003, and somebody sold it for $190. $190 on VHS. Somebody had a VHS copy of it.
Dumb enough to pay that.
People who collect this stuff, man. It's like the people who collect vinyl. They like having the old, nostalgic type stuff.
There's weirdos
that'll pay
$45,000
for The Little Mermaid on VHS.
What
Beauty and the Beast. Beauty
people?
And the Beast went for $1.2 million. Somebody sold a VHS, unopened VHS copy of Beauty
unopened.
And the Beast
what?
For $1.8 million. It's a crazy amount of money.
1.2 or 1.8?
1.2 million dollars.
I was like, because you gave me two and then you said eight. And so I
like it
mad.
Matters. It's over $1 million. $1.2 million.
I just cannot believe a piece of crap like a Beauty and the Beast VHS. That is not... I don't get it.
It's going to get clogged in the VCR. It's going to happen. Do you remember when the VCR would eat a VHS tape? It was the worst.
Ugh.
The worst. And you had to drag all the tape out of there and it was destroyed. You couldn't stick a pencil in it like you did with a cassette tape.
No.
Good God, we're dating ourselves so much with this.
I can't believe VHS are worth anything.
People are buying it, man.
I understand people, by the way, who collect and buy this kind of stuff and then like die and never sell it. Those are the people I don't get.
Right.
Who literally collect it. And for what? So what? Now you got $1.8 million, but you didn't sell it. So what? I don't get it.
I could think of so many things to do with $1.28 million than buy one copy of Beauty and the Beast on VHS. I'm sorry.
I would move away, and you'd never hear from me again.
Nope.
Okay.
I wouldn't be
sitting there with a VHS tape.
Nope, not at all.
I'd be on the beach with my middle finger in the air. Okay.
Damn right I would too. Right. Hold on. Who's on the phone?
Riggs. Ryan's on the phone, and he wanted to tell you something. What you just said about the VHS tape selling for $1.2 million.
Is this Ryan from Alabama?
No.
I don't think so.
Alabama?
Yeah.
No, sir. Milwaukee.
Okay, cool.
There are lots of Ryans in the world.
Okay.
It's a different
one. Just checking. All right, Ryan, so what's up?
So, the million-dollar Disney tapes.
Yes.
I just wanted to enlighten you guys.
Yeah.
That's kind of, sort of, not a scam, but the running theory is that it's for, like, money launderers. Right? So, let's say you're doing business illegally, but you want to claim tax...
Okay.
Or what you made, or at least a part of it, right?
Okay.
You would then sell that because anything over $600 is taxable.
Yeah.
Right? If you go into, because it'll say sold, if you look into that buyer.
He was saying that they're not really selling for $1 million. Ryan, I need you to explain to us why you were saying they don't really sell for that much, that we're confused.
Well, because they don't. If the movies aren't worth nothing, the ones that you see on eBay sell. Or sold.
So you're saying they then take that number, turn it over to the IRS and say, look, I sold this for $1.2 million, or I bought this for $1.2 million, and here's my tax write-off. Some people are using it to cheat the system. Okay.
Pretty much.
Well,
that's the running theory. Now, again, I have no proof on that.
That's just your Ryan theory.
You're like a damn guy on Facebook right now.
Amongst others in the community.
Thank you.
The reseller community.
That makes more sense because I was like, no way somebody bought a VHS tape for $1.2 million. That just doesn't even
now,
make
that's
sense.
That's not saying there is not VHS tapes worth money. It's just the Disney.
Oh, there's collectors.
The theory with the Disney ones, it's the diamond label, the diamond black label, the first edition released Disney tapes, first 24.
And things are only worth
diamond on the side of it.
Things are only worth what someone's willing to pay for them. That's all they're worth.
Exactly, and that's the beauty with eBay. But the thing now, like with the $1 million, yes, you can go on eBay right now. You can go into sold.com and you can pick out like five of them.
Thank you for all the tax evasion secrets this morning. We love this.
Right?
We love it.
You know what's funny? I'm still confused.
Me too. Just like our tax code. It's confusing, right?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I literally forgot about it.
Yep.
Kim and Kanye, because we had been talking about them getting divorced now for a while. We knew it was coming. We were just waiting for her to file, and sure enough, on Friday afternoon, like celebs do, this is an inside thing. I love to tell people this. Celebs love to announce things on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
Or right before a holiday week. weekend, like Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey announced theirs on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You know why? Because everyone who reports on gossip leaves the office.
Or people are doing other things and they're
That's
not
right.
checking their normal news sites.
That's right.
And they move on with their
so
lives.
So they know if you do it on a Friday, no, everyone's going to forget about it by Monday.
No, you know
what I mean? We didn't, though. It came back to me. Now, Kim filed for divorce. We knew it was going to happen. Joint legal, you know, and physical custody. So he's still going to see the kids. But it's interesting looking at the timeline of how it just all fell apart from when he decided. They got in a big fight in December of 2020, they said. Yeah. Then he announced he was going to run for president. She was not a fan of that. But the problem was when he did that, he also got on Twitter and was saying things when he was out and about how Kim wanted to have an abortion when she was pregnant with North.
Yeah.
Things you don't say when your kid's alive now and can hear it. You know, those are personal things you talk about with your partner.
Yeah.
You don't then take... North is old enough to understand. Like, just shut up.
Yeah.
You know? So she was pissed about that he had brought the kids into it. And then he had said, you know, they were trying to lock him up at 5151. All this stuff he deleted later.
Yeah.
But not before it was online and she was done with him. So, again, she filed for divorce, and that's it. But they were together for, what, I say 7-8 years? Something.
That was a while. That was a stretch for her.
But all they did was have kids. So, in fairness, see how long couples last 7 years without the kids coming. Because when kids are coming, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
That's why people have more kids, because they don't want to deal with their problems.
Yeah.
So, like, the kids keep coming, and you can't focus on your problems. You're focused on the children.
Yep. All
and
your problems suddenly they go to the side. And then once those kids get older, and then all those problems then bubble up to the surface.
Yep.
And then you
boom.
Have boom.
So there you go. Kim and Kanye officially. And he was still wearing his wedding ring till a couple days ago. She wasn't.
Yeah.
It's over. She filed.
Do you remember the last time you got a bill in the mail? Either maybe it was your energy bill. Or a medical bill
it's always my water bill because they're quarterly.
Is it
and
really?
You're always like, why is this? Oh, it's for the quarter. That's why it's
right.
so much.
Water
you know
and sewage
I mean?
And everything.
Ugh.
So, do you remember when I was talking about going to deal with my snoring and I went to an ear, nose, and throat place?
Yes.
And I had I went to two places.
Okay.
I went to the first place and they kind of checked out my nose and they said, well, it's a little bit of crowding, but we could bring you back for another sleep study. And it just felt kind of very salesy when I was in there.
You felt like they weren't really giving
yeah.
you the yes.
It was very salesy, and then I left and I went to a second place
mm-hmm.
and they immediately said, oh, deviated septum. Like they knew right away.
The
immediately.
Person knew, yeah.
The person knew right away.
Yeah.
Well, I got a bill from the first place in the mail, Allie.
The one that didn't help you much.
Yes, not at all. And it came like 5 months later. Because I never saw
yeah.
any sort of bill from it.
Was that 5 months ago already?
Yeah.
Dude, why
yeah,
does time go so quick right now? I cannot... I feel like we just talked about this. Okay.
So I get the bill in the mail. They say, hey, it's 90 days overdue, which I was like, I've never seen a bill from you ever. How can it be 90
right.
days due? I never got an email or anything.
So?
Nothing like that. Without my insurance, it was going to be $1,000.
To a place that didn't do anything. You 300 to a different place.
$300 for the office visit, and then $700 to stick that little thing in my nose. $700 to stick a little tube in my nose.
Can you run your insurance on it or not?
I did.
And?
I was responsible for $225 of it.
Still too much when they
way
didn't
too
do
much
any,
money
when
for
you got
nothing out of it.
Nothing.
Nothing. I will never go there again. It was so much money for nothing at all.
Right.
They say
it's
they
like
know.
If
they
you
don't
have
know.
A bill that big, you better have given me some kind of diagnosis when I left your damn office.
Right? Was Kevin Hart in there entertaining me while I was in there for $1,000?
Right?
I wasn't even in there for an hour.
Damn.
I was in there for 30 minutes. $1,000 for 30
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying
you
to charge.
Have you seen the like people who post when they go to another country and get hurt and they're like, let's say England, and they're like, no bill? They're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
We're countries where the government pays for the health insurance and they're like, so I got hurt in another country and I left with no bill and I was so super confused.
My wife got pneumonia in London.
Yeah.
They took her in the hospital, treated her, sent her home with meds and everything. Sent her back. Yeah, sent her back. They said, go back to your hotel room, rest for a couple days.
People wonder why we can't figure out a way to give health care to people. It's crazy.
They're way beyond us in that.
Oh, yeah, they're way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
I agree. That is crazy.
Yes. But so, yeah, $1,000 for a one-time little trip to an ear, nose, and throat place. Won't be going again.
No.
And I had another friend with a hospital bill. He had COVID last year.
Yeah.
My friend that had COVID
uh-huh.
last year.
The one that he was in the hospital.
He was on a ventilator.
ICU, yeah.
He was on a ventilator for a couple days.
Yeah.
$200,000.
This is like when you have a baby. You know how much that was? After insurance?
No, I don't want to know.
$5,000.
Oh, my God.
After insurance, my friend.
God.
Yeah, well,
add that to the list of reasons I don't want kids. That's expensive.
I also had surgery. I mean, I had C-section. True. But you have to remember, like, you get those after a kid, and you're like, I just wanted to have sex one night, and now I got a $5,000 bill and a kid. What the hell just happened?
Now you got an 18-year anchor and a commitment now, a lifelong commitment. 414-799-1037. So what's the most ridiculously huge bill that you ever received? What was it? That's and how crazy. Much did you have to pay? Were you responsible for the whole thing? I want to know that, too. Really? You had to pay $5,000 for a kid?
Yeah.
Out of pocket?
I paid in payments. And I also was, the second one, I was going through a divorce. So imagine that.
Oh, my God.
So I'm paying this bill, pissed off at the world, paying it all.
414-799-1037. The highest bill that you've had. We want to know about it next. You can call or text that number. Hold on. It was 103.7 Kiss FM. I just thought of something. Say what your mom just texted you, by the way.
My mom just texted me because I was joking. Oh, I wasn't joking. I was being totally serious. Yeah. After I had my kids, I got like a $5,000 bill because you're in the hospital and I had C-section. I had surgery. So my mom just sent me a text saying, is Hudson paid for yet? Laughy face. I'm like, yes, mom.
If you defaulted on that, could they take your child back?
Well, I don't know. But if I have another, I might think about doing that.
Can you imagine?
Just for a break.
You know what? I don't want to pay the bills. I don't want the kid. Just take it back. Take it back.
No, they go for your credit score, which is even worse.
Oh, yeah. Great.
You know what I mean?
So what's the highest bill that you got? It could be a medical bill. It could be an energy bill. But what was it for? Legal bills are fine, too. 414-799-1037. Call or text.
Autumn is in Milwaukee today.
Good morning, Autumn.
Hi, Riggs and Allie.
She's
hi
so
there.
Cute. Hi, Riggs and Allie.
Hi, Autumn.
This is the first time I've actually called and Allie has like, been the one that answered. So
of course.
Nice.
I answered it and I go, what's your name? She goes, Autumn. I go, ooh, that's so pretty. I knew one Autumn growing up. And she said she always hears, I knew one.
Yep. So, Autumn, what was the highest bill that you ever got?
So I had a birth control implant called the Nexplanon that goes in your arm when I was 17. Mm-hmm. And it gave me all sorts of troubles, kept it all 3 years. And then when I got it taken out, I was on this insurance that was a Catholic organization, and they don't, like, cover anything birth control related.
So oh, that is going to, you're going to trigger me and piss me off with the birth control argument right now. Are you, are these people that don't want to,
So how much was it? How much was the bill?
To get it removed, they covered the, like, implant because I was on a different insurance at the time.
Okay.
So when I got it removed, it was $475.
$475?
I'm a freaking college student.
What is the solution?
I'm going to college on my own. Like, what the heck?
Say no more. I'm already pissed. What is the solution when people do this crap where they go, you can't have birth control, you can't have an abortion, you can't do anything, but you just need to not have sex.
Yeah.
And if you get pregnant, well, I can't stand that, dude. Let us have
that's
our damn
the only
birth
option.
Control
just don't
and suck
do it.
It. If men had to deal with getting pregnant, this wouldn't even be a discussion, okay?
So $475 to have it taken out.
I can't.
The broke college students. And you couldn't just pry it out on your own either.
And the funny thing was, if she didn't have the birth control, she could get pregnant, have a kid she can't afford, and then the society's going to yell at her for having no money to raise a kid she can't afford or take care of.
And you're not married, so tell that to your Catholic organization.
Piss me off.
Yeah, I've been triggered. It's some baby back BS.
Yeah. It's some old school, let's evolve a little here, people.
Hey,
and
this good is luck getting the Catholics to evolve, man. Good luck. Good luck.
Well,
thanks for calling, Amber. Autumn, right? Autumn?
Yes, it's Autumn.
Thank you for calling, Autumn. We appreciate you listening
so
this
pissed.
Morning.
I forgot what we were talking about. Ari's on three.
Talking about high medical bills, not yelling at the Catholic religion anymore.
Oh, he hung up. Go to one. Go to Alicia in West Dallas.
Good morning. Who's this?
Alicia.
Alicia, good. Alicia, what was your highest bill that you had?
Yes.
So mine has to do with birth control as well, unfortunately. So
what is the deal?
I was in a lot of pain, and I had, like, really bad bleeding. So my boyfriend, after, like, a week, was like, all right, I'm taking you to the emergency room.
Yeah.
They did all these tests. They told me nothing was wrong. They hit me with a $5,000 bill to tell me nothing was wrong. 2 days later, I decided to go to Planned Parenthood. They told me that my... IUD had punctured my uterine wall, and I almost had to have surgery to remove it.
What? They couldn't figure that out?
You poor thing.
Nothing. They told me nothing was wrong. You're fine.
Well, that's because...
Hit me with a $5,000 bill. They'll never see that money. They will never.
No. Maybe it's because they just don't think you have a uterus. I mean, we don't need birth control. We don't need any of this stuff.
$5,000?
We don't need any of it.
Couldn't you go back to the first place and say, couldn't you prove to them and say, look, this is the problem. I don't owe you that money.
That's a good question.
So I did. I got a statement from Planned Parenthood stating what had happened and, like, what they did.
Yeah.
And I tried to dispute it with Aurora, and the only thing they said to me was, well, did we give you these services? And I said, yeah, but they were BS. Like, this didn't.
Yeah, they were wrong.
That is an interesting argument. Like, forget about this happens all the time. Like, it happened to Riggs. This happens to people where if you honestly go in and they miss it or don't diagnose you, that should be a law that you shouldn't have to pay if a doctor doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
I shouldn't have had to pay in the first place. Yeah. I should not have had to pay that because they didn't even do anything. All they gave me was a little nasal spray and stuck a tube down my throat.
And wouldn't that, you would think the other places, they're the ones who sent you home saying you're fine when you weren't.
Yeah.
That's also like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah. So.
It felt a little bit like malpractice and I tried to argue with them. They told me, well, we gave you the services. We're not doing anything about it. Like, this bill is your responsibility.
That's
BS. I let that go to collections and then I disputed it and it fell off my credit report.
There you go.
No
really? Good for you.
Good.
So it wound up being okay at the end.
And they can hire.
It was a big giant pain in your ass.
It took me about a year to get it all.
Shouldn't have had to.
You know what's funny? We started with, what kind of crazy bill did you get? And all we're hearing is stories of people misdiagnosed. It's fascinating.
Yes.
Like, think about what we're listening to right now.
Thanks for calling.
This is crazy.
Appreciate you listening this morning.
I'm glad you went somewhere else also.
Yes.
That's the other thing. Get a second opinion.
That's why they say to get a second opinion.
Listen to your body.
Yes.
And get it figured out.
You can still call about giant bills if you have them. 414-799-1037. It's KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We're talking about the biggest bills you've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, which has turned into like people getting misdiagnosed and having to pay stuff. Somebody texted in to 414-799-1037. They said the biggest bill we ever had was $1.2 million for a stem cell transplant for my wife's cancer.
Whoa.
Only
how much?
$1.2 million.
Ooh.
Said they were responsible for $7,500 out of pocket, which wasn't too bad considering.
Yeah.
I mean, it saved her life.
Considering, yeah.
I'm sure, but still. I can't imagine getting a bill for $1.2 million, even knowing that it saves your life. Still, it's like, what?
You're like, but what?
What?
Corey's in West Bend today.
Hi, Corey. Good morning.
Hi.
So what's the biggest bill you ever got?
Well, in 2008, I lost my job and had to go on COBRA.
Okay.
And shortly after that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Aw, sorry.
And no, that's okay. But I had the surgery. Insurance covered that. But then they found a loophole to drop me. And that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
But then I had to get chemo. So none of my chemo was covered under insurance, but I didn't find out about this until after I started.
Honey.
Oh, no. How much was it?
So I ended up with a $23,000 bill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So my doctor's office tried to get the insurance company to reinstate me, the whole nine yards.
Right. Yeah.
And so I thought I was going to have to stop chemo because I didn't have a job.
Wow.
So the bill went to collections, and it went on my credit report. And fast forward to, like, I think 2013, 2014, I inherited some money. So I was going to try to get this bill paid off and everything else. Went to go pay it off and went to my credit history and tried to find out who I needed to pay.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Really?
It doesn't exist. Yes, it doesn't exist. I have no idea what happened to it, if it got written off or what happened.
Does some stuff fall off after a certain amount of time?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hard to say. All I know is that I don't owe it, but let me tell you, chemo is not.
No, it's not. I wonder if somebody doesn't look at that bill and see what it's for and go, this woman obviously hasn't been paying it. She can't afford it. Let's forgive it somehow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how that happens, but I'm glad that you didn't have to pay $23,000 for that.
Wow. It says medical collections will drop off your credit reports after 7 years. I don't know if that's still true.
That's just from a Google search.
That was true a few years ago, though, according to Credit Karma. That was true in 2016. This was 2020. I could have sworn there was a period where they fall off. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you go through bankruptcy and you got like all these years you can't do anything.
Thank you for calling. We're glad you're still here and you can still, you know, go about your life without that huge burden under you for something that you didn't even do, even incur.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
for calling.
Everybody's texting in. Yes, after 7 years, it falls off. That must be what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who we got on three over here?
We have Ryan in Waukesha.
Good morning, Ryan. What was the...
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the biggest bill you ever got?
So I'm only 21, and I've had two shoulder surgeries.
Oh, okay.
Oof.
So the first time I got shoulder surgery, they didn't cover the insurance. So it basically said, you know, my insurance wouldn't cover it. And that was
$27,000.
Was
he supposed to walk around with no arm? I mean, what is what is he going to do?
How did you do it? How did you injure your shoulder?
Sports overtime, just working. And
okay.
tore my labrum and my bicep tore from my shoulder.
Ooh, that's a, oh, that's no. a nasty tear.
Oh, my, Ryan. Jeez.
Yeah. So then a year later, I got all that squared away.
Yeah.
A year later, I tore my rotator cuff in the same arm.
Ooh. Damn.
And the same thing happened.
And how much of this were you responsible for, monetarily wise? What were you responsible for?
So I went to the insurance company, told them everything that was happening. I only had to pay, I think it was $4,000, but after a year and a half, they still were trying to charge me $20,000.
20 grand?
Damn.
For what? I want to see itemized bills of this $20,000 bill when you send it to me.
I mean, it's, but still, like, I'm think not about saying it. It's okay.
But think, have you ever asked how much something costs at a doctor's office?
Hell
like
no.
They look at you like you're crazy. I'm like, how much will this cost? Like, oh, well, we're not sure. And I go, what do you mean? Any other place that I walk into, I can ask, how much is it for extra avocados? You
right.
can tell me right now. Any store I walk into where I'm paying you money for a service, which is
Riggs,
what a doctor is.
You're cutting the, you're literally hitting it on the nail on the head why healthcare is such an argument in this country.
Yes.
This is like one of the, we've been fighting about this for
Yet
years.
Yet I paid this company hundreds of dollars a month that I maybe used towards a deductible. That,
you're not alone. That's all I'm saying. We're all like, this happens too much. Too much.
Yeah, it was not fun.
No, not at all. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate listening this morning.
It's crazy, huh?
Yes.
Man.
A lot of expensive bills out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can see your texts, too. Yes. Somebody had 86,000.
Jesus.
These texts are crazy.
It's Kiss FM. We're commercial-free. You all right? You were having a conversation with a single friend, yes?
Not single. She just got engaged.
Okay.
But we were talking about dating.
Okay.
And we were comparing guys we had met online. We were literally like, because we're the same age.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of the same guys.
Sure.
So we were just discussing it and we were comparing. And that's when she turned to me and said, what kind of car or something does so-and-so drive? And I went, I don't know. And she goes, oh, I always ask that. And I go, why? And she goes, because I want to know how much money they have. And I go, wait, what? And she goes, I'm looking for a dude to take care of me. And I turned and I went, and I got so grossed out. And I went, people still do that? Like, women still are looking for dudes to pay for everything? Like,
you're looking for a sugar daddy? That's
literally
like,
looking for a sugar daddy. She was very honest and open about it. She owned it. But I was so turned off because I was like, I didn't know we do this anymore. I thought we just are our own selves and we're independent and go girl, be empowered. Not how much money do you have? I couldn't believe people still do this
people
with dating.
People are that superficial about money
Am
still?
I that far ahead? I understand. Look, most of my friends are super independent, even the ones who are married. Super independent and, you know, I would consider them empowered women.
Sure.
You know, whatever, even if they don't even work. But this blew my mind when she said she was literally looking for someone to take care of her. I thought, this is kind of gross nowadays. Like, are we still doing this?
Now, I would agree that you would want someone that's financially responsible,
sure.
that is good with
yes,
their money. They're
sure.
not, they're throwing away money. They're not living beyond their means.
But expecting someone to pay for everything.
You're looking for a sugar daddy.
When you have a job.
Say it. You're looking for a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for. It's all you're looking
for.
And
like I said, she owned it. She didn't care. She was like, yeah. And she got engaged to a guy who's ready to take care of her. Hey, but I just would be so turned off by that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so weak when in a situation like that. I would want to feel like we are two partners,
right.
but I can take care of myself if you disappear. You know what I
sure.
mean? Like, imagine, come on.
On
like,
the other side, how would you look at it if you matched with a guy
uh-huh.
and he picked you up in like a Porsche and dressed
like
incredibly nice and very, like wore very nice clothes
Riggs.
To the nines?
I would never turn away a guy with who could do that.
Right.
But I'm certainly not turning away guys who can't.
Right.
She's turning away guys who can't.
Yes.
She's going, well, you don't have enough money or you don't have a nice car or you can't pay for me to live without working. Like,
which
that
sets, that sets everybody. That
me.
Puts everybody back.
Behind.
Right?
I guess that you're hitting it on the head right there because I'm processing as I'm saying it. It's like therapy. I was kind of annoyed by her pushing us back in time.
You
right?
want to be forward. You want to say, like, I can take care of things
yes.
myself. You're like, you don't mind splitting on a first date.
No.
You don't think that a man has to pay for everything.
I'll pay as long as, I'm not expecting to pay for everything, but I'll pay and you pay. We can do this back and forth stuff.
I don't think anybody else out there is willing to admit that. Maybe there are still women or men even who are like
she
that.
She wasn't afraid to admit
men
it.
Men that look for women, like sugar mamas. I don't
even
think.
There's a lot of successful women nowadays.
There are,
yeah.
yes. A guy that finds a woman that can uh-huh. take care of him. Is there someone out there willing to admit that?
I don't know. I would love to hear from these people because I just looked at her in shock. And when somebody owns it, it's hard to rip on them, right?
What is?
You're like, but I don't agree with you. It's stupid, but you're actually, you don't even care. So no. What am I going to say?
414-799-1037. Does money like this, does this still matter to people like this? Do you know someone like this? Talk to you.
Let me twist it one more time.
Go.
Somebody in the office asked me about a guy I was talking to about his job, and I go, I don't even know. I don't know what he makes. I don't care because I'm not looking for a husband. And they were like, well, that's an interesting take where you don't even care because you're not looking for a long term, you know?
It's fine. 414-799-1037.
Is it
superficial? Do you do this? We want to talk to you next. Hold on. It's Kiss. Apparently, there's women out there that are still fishing for a man with money.
They want to be taken care of or something, which sounds so unfulfilling to me. But that's just
that
me.
Sounds attractive, unattractive from either side. A guy fawning for someone to pay for everything for him, just a moocher.
Yeah, I said
you sound like a moocher.
Are. Somebody, I said I was comparing guys we'd met online with a friend of mine, and she was asking all these questions about what they drove, how much she makes. And I was like, I don't care. And she's like, I do. I want somebody to take care of me. I'm like, ew. Aren't we past this? We're stuck in our teens.
That's like a 90s, superficial, old school dated type thing.
What kind
of car does he drive?
Yep.
If he's not driving a nice car, it's not for me. Get out of here.
Somebody texted, and I love the two texts back to back. One said, that's why she's single. A marriage is mutual work.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said, it's not stupid. She knows what she wants. I don't think she's putting the rest of us behind because she wants something different from others. Let her live her best life. My fear is when, if anything goes wrong, she's not going to be living her best life. She's going to be left with nothing.
She's looking for the wrong things too.
The wrong things in a park. That's really what it is.
Because even if he has all the money, what happens when he loses all that money? Are you still going to love him for what he is?
Oh, that's a solid point.
So he has all this money. What happens when he goes into bankruptcy? Can't afford the new car anymore? Are you still going to be with the guy or no? You're going to ditch him. You will too.
I'm going to ask her that.
You would too, wouldn't you?
I am going to ask her that because that's a solid point.
What would happen?
I'm going to call her.
People
later
can
and
lose
ask
money.
Her that.
People can
okay,
lose money.
Megan
can happen.
Is in Silver Lake, kind of down by Kenosha.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
What up?
So what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so personally, I am a hardworking young woman.
Amen.
Work two jobs and I have two young children. Mm-hmm. But in our friend group, I would say most of us are pretty hardworking individuals.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We either are in school or having hardcore careers.
Yep.
But there is one friend in our group who is a sugar baby, and she is very proud of it.
Yep.
And she actually is in a relationship, is a mother, and then does this on the side to pay for their lifestyle.
Does what on the side?
She just is a sugar baby. She goes on dates with...
Hold on. She's married. Stop. She's married, but
she is in a relationship, and they do have a child together. But yeah, it's wild. And when she first told me, I was like, wow, I guess you do you, babe. But
right, because they're owning it, but you're so horrified. You're like, this is so not.
Not cool at all.
And do you feel like it's hard to be friends with someone who's so far, you're on different, literal different paths in life?
Yeah.
Where friends evolve.
She doesn't have to work for anything. Mm-hmm. She gets everything handed to her, and the rest of us are like, oh, I got $5 to my name right now.
You're working for that money. She's not really working for it, so she's not really getting any self-satisfaction. It's like kids.
Yeah.
When you just give them stuff, there's really no self-satisfaction.
When you work and earn anything,
there's so much more satisfaction, man.
Right? Right? Oh. Amen.
Yeah, I agree, definitely.
Well, I got to say, I've come to this point in my life where I am accepting that not all my friends are going to be my friends anymore. Just because I've known you since you were 18, or we've known each other since high school, doesn't mean that we have anything in common anymore. I think people stay friends with people because of time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of women. I'm just like, I'm not rolling with you anymore. Come on. Let's go with the empowered ladies. Let's go.
You should make your sugar baby friend pay for all your meals next time you go out. Make her pay for all the drinks. You got so much money now, Miss Moneybags. Why don't you pay for everything, huh? You don't like it anymore, do you? Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate you listening.
So. I'm such a prude, somebody said, because I'm making fun of people who are using people for their money. That makes me a prude.
What?
I'm saying go work for yourself and earn for yourself. That's not being a prude. That's taking care of yourself and loving and respecting that you're doing that for yourself.
How does
that
make you a prude?
I don't know. Do I look like I get offended,
Riggs? 103.7 KISS FM. Hey, it's Riggs and Allie. giving away iPads all week long. More iPads? Mm-hmm. You can enter this hour's KISS keyword is door at 1037kissfm.com. Good morning. We have Ann on the phone. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good.
What are you doing over there in Douseman this morning? She's all the way over in Douseman.
Oh, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to take my girl to college. She goes to Carroll University.
Oh, nice. Okay, very nice.
Well, were you doing anything on the website last week, like entering keywords, stuff like that?
Oh, yes. Well, I've got three daughters, but two of them always give me a hard time. Like, right. Mom, you're never going to win. Stop doing it.
Will you tell your daughters that Mom is right because you finally won. You are the winner of a brand new iPad. Congratulations.
Great. Woo.
Yes.
Tell your daughters yes. You. See, it paid off.
And I love it how she's like, two are always a problem, which means the third one's her favorite. But we can't say that out loud.
Which means the third one will probably get to use the iPad if she needs it. Maybe.
Right,
maybe.
Right.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that. Doesn't give me a hard time because she can't speak because she has autism. But,
oh, okay.
Now I feel even worse.
Right.
Yeah, but she lives with an iPad in her hand.
So okay. Oh, she does? Okay.
She probably will be the one using the iPad.
That's right. You just tell the others she's my favorite child.
And congratulations. The iPad is all yours. We'll have somebody from our promotions team call you probably later today or this week, okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for entering. All
thanks,
you can
girl.
Do is go to 1037kissfm.com and enter this hour's KISS keyword, which is door, D-O-O-R. Allie has a new KISS keyword at 10:05.
Oh, look
use out. Use it and get a free iPad, just like Ann from Douseman. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.